One of the biggest obstacles for people who are struggling with depression, anxiety, or substance abuse is often the stigma that can be attached. But that might finally be changing. Licensed clinical psychologist and clinical director for Rogers Behavioral Health in Sheboygan, Dr. David Jacoby, says a prime example is Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and her recent decision to remove herself from competition in Tokyo.
She wasn't able to compete because of mental health concerns. It's interesting. If she had sprained her ankle, no one would have thought twice about her not being able to compete. But because it was a mental health issue, some question that. You know, just work through it. Just tough it out. But in a positive way, many people supported that. They understood that she was going through something that impaired her ability to function. Simone Biles really helped reduce a lot of stigma just through her actions during the Olympics.
Dr. Jacoby says while cases of depression and anxiety have increased while the world deals with the COVID pandemic, there is at least one positive.
In the last 18 months, that's obviously been concerning that a lot of people are struggling with depression, anxiety, and addiction. The good news is they've reached out to mental health providers to get help. So that process certainly reduces stigma.
Jane Matnair, WTMJ News. Anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, even PTSD can all be treated at Rogers Behavioral Health. Licensed clinical psychologist and clinical director for Rogers Behavioral Health in Sheboygan, Dr. David Jacoby, says there are any number of reasons why people don't immediately seek out help.
So a lot of people aren't aware that the symptoms that they're experiencing are indicative of a mental health problem. They may not, again, be aware of what services do they need, you know, to deal with that problem. There's also a lot of, you know, as I mentioned, barriers to treatment. This really applies to everyone, but in particular to individuals of ethnic and racial minorities. So, you know, a lot of those barriers can be, things like transportation. You know, how do I get to and from the clinic? In part because a lot of these clinics are located in more suburban areas and not in urban areas. There can be issues related to, as you mentioned, cost, right? Do I have insurance or can I pay out of pocket for services? Most people aren't able to do that.
Jane Matnair, WTMJ News. If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, addiction, or another mental health issue, there are different programs available depending upon your particular situation. Licensed clinical psychologist and clinical director for Rogers Behavioral Health in Sheboygan, Dr. David Jacoby.
Our lowest level is that intensive outpatient or IOP program. So those may be individuals with more moderate symptoms. They may still be functioning okay. But they need help. They need more intensive help. Partial hospitalization is that 30-hour-a-week program. Again, that's for people who have more severe symptoms or more complications. So the next level up is what we call residential care. And this is where an individual comes and stays with us at the hospital, and they receive, again, very disorder-specific care.
Rogers also recently opened a new Sheboygan outpatient clinic and a supportive living facility. Jane Matnair, WTMJ News.